Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having my good friend Ivan Meissner back on the show. And I'm always excited about having him on the show because he is one of the most influential international leaders that I've known in the marketplace in my lifetime. He's the founder of Business Network International, BNI, which has impacted millions of people around the world. Thousands and thousands of chapters of BNI around the world, and he's been telling us about networking as a professional component, an important component of your profession for 22 years now. And he's the author of, 150, 300 books, something like that. We've launched all of them on the show. But he's here for another reason, but I'm always glad to tell you about his amazing international work with BNI. Ivan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be on your show. I appreciate you having me on.
It's good to have you back. So Ivan, when I was at your home in California, when you lived there, I met your wife, Elizabeth, Beth. When I was speaking to one of your groups in Florida several years ago, I met her again. And, of course, I was always impressed with her. I know about how people around the world loved her. Well, you lost her in November, last November, and we're going to talk about that experience and what you've had since then. You're very courageous and gracious to want to talk about this. But before we do that, I'd like to take most of this segment to talk about Elizabeth. Would you tell us about her?
Yeah. Well, we met in BNI. And of course, BNI is a referral organization. So we met in BNI. It was the best referral I ever got. We were married 31 years, and one of the first books I wrote in the dedication, I said, "I make the living, and she makes the living worthwhile." And it's really true.
Yeah,
really true.
Yeah.
She was accomplished,
of all the things you did, you know, she made every step backwards and in heels. I mean, she was an accomplished person in her own right, educated. She blazed her own path as a minister.
No question about it. Listen, I would say to people I married up, and they thought I was joking. But the truth is, she was smarter than me. She spoke four languages. We could go all around the world, and she could translate for me. We were walking downtown Austin one day, four languages plus sign language, so five if you count that, because we're walking downtown Austin one day, and these two men are walking towards us, and they're speaking sign language to each other. And I said, "You should say hi to them." And so she just stopped them, and she said hi, and these two guys lit up.
I'll be darned.
If someone would stop them on the street and talk to them. She was brilliant. She had two degrees in theology, and she brought color into my black and white world.
Well, and I've seen the tributes to her from all over the world, and these were not pandering to Ivan. These were serious from the heart.
No.
We've lost our good friend tributes, weren't they?
They were, and she, you know, I wrote an article for Valentine's Day several years ago about the whole idea of the man, the woman behind the man,
mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, that's not the relationship I have with my wife. For me, it's the woman beside the man, because she has been, she was part of my company every step of the way. She just, you know, she also wanted to raise the children and be a mom, but she was, do you know the reference, Mrs. Adams? She was my Mrs. Adams.
Mm-hmm. And well, and you guys had a foundation together that's done a lot of good stuff. I know that was very important to her.
We did, and I would always ask her advice, and she gave me fantastic advice.
Well, and I can relate to the partner thing because, as you know, my wife is my partner in my business, yeah. And she makes all the steps. And as you know, I tell people that that I'm the reason we get invited to go places, and she's the reason we get invited to go back.
So yeah, I love that line. I may have borrowed it once or twice.
I'm sure you have. But I'm glad we had a chance to tell the world who didn't know Elizabeth about her, and why not only have you lost a wife, you've lost a partner, and the world has lost an important leader in Beth.
And I know Beth Meisner. What I really want to talk about this morning, and we're going to get there, is to talk about grief. How you deal with it personally, but also how you help other people deal with it.
And this is what we're going to do when we come back. I wanted to take that time to let people know who we're talking about, and you'll have a better perspective on understanding what Ivan's dealing with. And we'll talk about more of this after the break. 20 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.